Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra today. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple. Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. He highlighted India's vast diversity as a strength of its democratic fabric.
India is the mother of democracy. Hamare liye loktantra ek system nahi, balki samskar hai. हजारों वर्षों से लोकतंत्र ने भारतीय समाज को निरंतर गति दी है. For us, democracy is not merely a system. It is a part of our fundamental values. From thousands of years ago, we have examples of centers like Vaishali. The Rigveda, one of the world's oldest scriptures.
The Prime Minister hailed the West African nation for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. Prime Minister Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians.
Last evening was a deeply moving experience. Receiving your national award from my dear friend, President Mahama, is an honor. I will always cherish that. Is samman ke liye, main 140 crore Bhartiyon ki taraf se Ghana ke logon ka aabhar vyakt karta hun. I thank the people of Ghana for this honor. I dedicate it to the enduring friendship and shared values that bind India and Ghana.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Both the leaders welcomed the growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defence and security cooperation. Mr. Modi has now left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit. In Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations in Port of Spain. Prime Minister Modi is expected to address a joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago and is also scheduled to address the Indian diaspora. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services and surface-to-air missiles. Normal life in Himachal Pradesh has been severely disrupted over the past few days due to heavy rainfall, cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides. Since the 20th of last month, rain-related incidents have claimed 63 lives, injured 109 people and 40 individuals are still reportedly missing. Mandi district has been the worst hit. 11 people have died in Mandi district alone and 34 others are still missing. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall at some places in the state today and tomorrow. In Uttarakhand too, heavy rain have triggered landslides blocking roads including the Chardham Yatra route. Liverpool star footballer Diogo Jota died at the age of 28 in a devastating car crash in Spanish province of Zamora today. The Portugal forward's brother André Silva also died in the mishap. The 26-year-old was also a professional footballer with Portuguese second-tier club Penafiel. And in cricket, India have strengthened their position against host England in the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day two at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The visitors were 419 for 6 at lunch. Earlier, India resumed at the overnight score of 310 for 5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.